My name is Kevin Shepherd. I'm a high school teacher over at Grand Valley High School in Parachute, Colorado. I teach AP US History, and for a project, several of my students will be interviewing veterans dating all the way back to World War II. We are working with veterans at the Community Living Center in Rifle, Colorado with Jeff Landstrom.
My name is Jeff Landstrom, and I'm the marketing director at the Veterans Community Living Center in Rifle. And just a little bit about our building. We're a 24/7 skilled nursing facility that caters specifically to veterans, their spouses, widows, and Gold Star parents. While we're one of five similarly purposed facilities in the state of Colorado, we're actually the only one on the Western Slope. And from the moment that Mr. Shepherd and I began talking about this project, I was immediately excited and ready to get it done, because this building really just contains a wealth of knowledge for anyone interested in learning about critical and pivotal times in our nation's history.
My name is David Chavez. I go to Grand Valley High School. I'm interviewing my grandpa for the Korean War, Joe Chavez. So here's my first question to you. How did it feel to fight with other nations that were comprised of the UN, like when you're stationed?
You know, I'm a little hard of hearing, but I do have hearing aids, but I hate to wear them because they, you know, it looks like if I'm in a can. Right? But anyways, you know, I wasn't in the beginning of the Korean War. I was right at the end. I was actually the Air National Guard. I had joined the Air National Guard, and a lot of my family members, cousins and uncles, were in the beginning of the Korean War and actually the Second World War. My grandfather was in the First World War. And when I first went into service, when I was going through basic training and actually boot camp, because after the Air Guard, I joined the United States Navy, and you know, I was raised kind of rough. You know, I mean, my grandfather told me, if you're going to the military, you don't come home crying, or whatever you're gonna be going through. But the Korean War, what I was told by my relatives that did serve, it was any war is awful. Any war. Nobody wins in war. There's a lot of innocent children, women, and men, innocent, that are annihilated because of war. War, you don't prove nothing by war. You know, I was raised as a peaceful person of loving humanity, but there's been war since the beginning of time, and we'll always probably have war. I'm a strong believer in our Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm waiting for Him to come and straighten this place up. But anyways, my feelings of war are awful feelings, because I did witness a lot of death in my naval career. And in Vietnam, and we were flying sorties, you know, this is during the Cold War, but we were flying sorties in for the French. The French were in Vietnam at that time. And then later on, we sent in our advisors, and then, you know, we relieved the French later on in the 60s. I was in the Navy for 4 years of active duty and 4.5 years of reserve. So I've seen a lot of not frontline action, but I did witness a lot of death, a lot of destruction, and war is not easy on anyone. And I'm sure that these boys that went in the beginning of any war were afraid, or or apprehensive of what was going to happen to them. A lot of our boys didn't come back. A lot of my friends didn't come back. The Lord would bless me. He brought me back, and I try to be an example to my grandchildren.
So when you were with the other UN troops, did you feel separated or no? Did you feel foreign to them? Or did you feel like you were part of them?
About when I was in the service, did I serve with foreign countries?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. We had the British. We were the 7th Fleet. We were in the Pacific. We had English aircraft carrier. I was on a flight deck myself on the USS Wasp and on the USS Hancock. And I did serve with the British, Australians, Salvadorian Navy. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I never felt apprehensive about any other nationality. I always got along with the Australians, with the British. In fact, I made a lot of friends with Salvadorian sailors. I always felt comfortable, and I felt that they were there. They were our allies, and, you know, we were there for a reason. And this is just like what's happening now. You know, what we have our allies, and there's a lot of political controversies that, to me, war or any kind of conflict is political. You know, the human race, humanity, wants peace. I don't care what nationality you are. You know, this country was formed by different nationalities. We're like a melting pot, and that's why we have to love each other, respect each other, and we have to learn from each other. You know, there's a lot of things that I know that maybe, let's say, a Filipino doesn't know, and there's a lot of things that that I don't know what this, let's say, Filipino or whatever country they're from. You learn, and that's what survival is. And that's what our Lord put us here for, to love one another.
Do you feel that it was necessary for General MacArthur's actions to pushing the UN forces up to reclaim South Korea and further that to get reclaim North Korea?
Are you talking about General MacArthur? Are we talking about General MacArthur, yeah. My favorite general? Huh?
Do you feel like it was necessary to take North Korea too?
My feelings about General MacArthur And they always been, I guess maybe that was instilled in me by my grandparents, my father. My father served in the military during the Second World War. All my uncles. I think that MacArthur, at the time that we when we pushed the North Koreans back to the 38th parallel, and General MacArthur wanted to go after all the way up. I believe that if they would have done that, I believe that we wouldn't be in the situation that we are now. It's just like Iraq. I can't remember or pronounce that general's name, and he, to me, in Iraq, when we pushed the Iraqis, Hussein, he wanted to go after Hussein at the time. And I think that President Bush should have let him. And not that they should have used an atomic bomb. Even MacArthur, I mean, was wrong in saying, well, we have the A-bomb, right? We can annihilate them. Well, they're not just going to annihilate the political figure, the radical, they're going to annihilate all the innocent kids, women, and the people, the innocent people, the people that want peace. just because you're a North Korean doesn't mean that, or a Chinese, that you want war. It's all political to me. People that want to be in power, that want to dominate other people. And that's not what we're here for. We're here to love, like I stressed earlier, to love one another, to help one another, so we can survive. We're not going to survive for a million years, but we're going to survive so our children can survive, our grandchildren, and their children's children. The only time that we're going to have eternal peace is when our Lord comes. And that's going to be for eternity. This is not eternity. We're passing through. And we have to make the best of it.
What are your thoughts of North Korea right now with all the nuclear threats they're having? And do you think if they were to hit us that a nuclear war would spread out?
Well, right now, everybody's threatening with their nuclear weapons. You know, the atomic bomb, the fat boy, that they called, was devastating. You know where the first bomb was tested? In New Mexico, White Sands. It's still contaminated in areas, in that area, of the radiation that bomb produced. So you can imagine now the new weapons that they have will destroy this world. They'll destroy humanity and the way that we know the world. If these two men, or three men, continue to bully one another, I have more weapons than you have, I can destroy you. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to destroy each other and the whole world. And if they continue doing what they're doing right now, threatening one another that I have a nuclear weapon that I can launch and hit Los Angeles, well, we have the same thing. And it's going to retaliate. The whole world's going to retaliate. And the whole world's going to be destroyed. And it's not... I was... Like I said, the end of Korea, and I served in, I was in Japan, in Hiroshima, and Nagasaki. And that was how many years after the bomb was dropped. And you could still see the destruction. And you could still see the people that were burned by the radiation, crippled, and all the sicknesses that still come from that radiation there in Japan itself. You know, to me, war, the average person doesn't want war. Just because you're Japanese doesn't mean that you hate the whole world. It's the leaders, the ones that want the power. It's not the average person. It's not the humble person. I mean, that's my feeling on that. I mean, but who am I? You know, I mean, that's my feeling.
That's all I have for you.
That's all you have for me? Well, what I have is we have to run with the Lord. We have to continue to run with our Lord. We have to love one another. We have to respect one another and learn from one another and protect one another. And that's what the Lord put us in this world for. Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thanks for listening today. We're just so thankful for organizations like KDNK and educators like Mr. Shepherd, who are in the business of empowering youth education and are motivated enough to make these types of hands-on learning experiences happen in communities across the Western Slope.
This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Grand Valley High School, and KDNK.